Joining us now, we have our own Hall of Famer, writer Ron Green Sr. What's going on, Ron?
Oh, nothing much. Just having a cup of coffee and waiting for your call.
we lost a legend this week, Arnold Palmer. I know you covered him for a long, long time, Masters, major championships. In your opinion, what kind of impact did Arnold have on the game of golf?
More than anybody in history.
Yeah.
He came along just when television was starting to really become a factor in sports. And so the two of them just popularized golf, and people couldn't get enough of him. He had that personality, he had the look, he had the golf game. He was sort of an everyman's man. His swing was not a beautiful thing. His shirt tail was out a lot. He created the term charger in golf. I mean, he would tee it up and try to drive every green. He would dent the cups with his putts. He'd hit them so firmly.
Well, Ron, how do you think his relationship with Mark McCormick, who went on to found IMG, how do you think that relationship helped shape his career and also the business of sport as we know it today?
If I remember correctly, Mark was probably the first of his in his professions, hooking up with golfers and with athletes, all sorts of athletes, and getting them contracts and appearances. And so they were made for each other. I mean, Arnie was a perfect product, and Mark was a perfect agent.
Yeah, we talked about for me one of the big things that I think people will miss from Arnold Palmer, especially the players, was the fact that even up until the last few days, Arnold was sending out letters to anybody that won a golf tournament. I mean, N.G. Chun said that she won the Evian Masters, and a few days later, a letter shows up from Arnold Palmer congratulating her. I mean, that's what the players are going to miss the most, is the probably the greatest ambassador of the game that there ever was.
Oh, sure. And he cared about the other players. You know, if he saw something that he thought was not right, he would chat with that person, and that would certainly leave an impression. I remember Curtis Strange asked Arnold one time, "How can you sign all of those autographs?" And Arnie said, "If you don't want to sign their autographs, don't take their money." I mean, he would sign till the last person got their autograph. I'm sure that nobody has ever signed more autographs than Arnold Palmer. Anybody, anywhere.
Well, and when you look back, I mean, there are certain people who people of a certain age got to watch him play, and they saw him in that regard. And myself and your children, grandchildren being younger, think of him more as the legend and the brand. But from a personal perspective, what recollections do you have of him personally that you'd like to share?
Well, I played golf with him twice.
Wow.
First time I played with him, I lost $5. But and he took it, by the way.
I have no doubt.
And which is sort of traditional in golf. But the second time I played with him, I was on his team down at Bay Hill in their daily shootout down there. And we won $90. And I think we spent most of it in the bar afterwards. He was, I tell you, you'd be around him, you want to know what kind of guy he was. Just be around him down there at Bay Hill when he was at that shootout. He was just one of the other guys, just one of the guys. He would argue about who's on teams and whether he should give strokes or get strokes. And he loved that. He loved golf. I can't imagine anybody ever loved it more. He was sort of nonstop as far as playing golf and designing golf courses and flying around the world. He loved to fly. He had a hand in so many things. But he never, changed his personality. Now he would give us his time and his smile. Of course, autograph everything. He appreciated the applause. He loved it. He loved being inside those ropes. Hearing his name call from outside the ropes. For 20 years after he won his last tournament, he'd come here and play in a senior tournament or something, and I'd do an interview with him, and he would always talk about, Well, you know, I'm playing a little better now. I think I'm a beer. I'm getting better. I might be back, win another one. I still got a chance, you know. Well, he didn't have a chance, but at least he never gave up on it.
Well, you know, because of ubiquitous sort of 24-hour sports coverage now and social media, where these players are, you know, at least in theory, showing more of their personalities, there we have this belief that we know our athletes better than we used to. I actually don't think that's very true. I mean, none of us really know Tiger Woods, and we don't know who Phil Mickelson is, and we sort of suspect there's a public version and a private version. One of the great compliments I heard earlier this week from somebody I didn't expect, and in fact, at the moment, I can't remember who it was, they said there was only one Arnold Palmer. And they stopped themselves and they said, I don't mean that, you know, no one will ever be like him again. There was only one version of him, and it was 24/7, no matter who he was with. Was that your experience?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. I think about the old press room at the Masters, and it was a Quonset hut. It had a little serving area in the back of it for guys, the media, to come in there and have a bite to eat. And Arnie would come in, and he'd do his interview. Then he would hang around with us and eat a hot dog and drink a beer and talk. You know, just like one of us. So, yeah, he would always give you his time. I have a good story for you.
Okay.
In 1958, Arnie played you may not be familiar with this. I don't know how old you are, but anyway, they used to have an Azalea Open in Wilmington. It was a tour event, and it was the week before the Masters. And in the 1958 Azalea Open, Arnie ended up tied with Howie Johnson. And so on Monday, which was Monday of Masters week, they stayed in Wilmington and had a playoff. And Howie Johnson shot 76 to beat Arnie's 77 in that playoff. They went on to Augusta, and Arnie played a practice round with Ben Hogan and shot 80. And he heard, when he went in the locker room, he heard Hogan say, how did that guy get in this tournament? And, well, Arnie showed him when he went on and won that tournament. But I think that's maybe the first time. Well, it's the first time I ever saw him win, yeah.
You know, and that's the thing. I think we lose these days some of the. Arnie was humble to me, and you know, he went out and he played. You know, he played Augusta. He played at Augusta for a long time, and you know, he played the Open Championship for a long time. And I always felt like Arnie felt like it was his duty to go out there and show up and play as long as he could. You know, get it around the golf course. He knew he wasn't going to be competitive, but he went out there and played because he knew the people wanted him to. You know, wanted to see him play. I think we lose that nowadays with guys like a Nick Faldo, you know, a great major champion, but doesn't think he has the game anymore, and he just chooses not to play. But I think people would like to see these guys go out and play just to see them play. And Arnie understood that for me.
Absolutely. You're exactly right. 20 years or so after he won his last tournament, he was still trying. And, you know, he just loved it. And the crowds loved him. The people would come to see him. They didn't come to see his golf, necessarily. They came to see him. There was just something about him that I'm trying to figure out what it was that was so appealing. And it's a combination of things, but it's sort of like trying to figure out what it was about Elvis. You know? I mean, something like that. It's just they got it. They have something about them, and it's their appearance and their mannerisms, their looks, what they do, the way they conduct their business. I don't know. It was you know, we've had a lot of really great golfers. Jack Nicklaus, he and Jack Nicklaus just had a huge rivalry. I think probably best period golf ever has enjoyed. The most exciting time was back, I think it was '60s when Nicklaus, Palmer, and Player won just about everything for 7 or 8 years. Mm-hmm. And if they didn't win, they finished second. They were known as the Big Three. So they were good for each other. But Arnie was by far the most popular of those. Nicklaus did everything right, but he just didn't have that that charm or whatever it was that that Palmer had.
Well, Ron, man, we appreciate you hopping on with us. We're up against the break, and we thank you for coming on and talking about Arnie, and have fun watching the Ryder Cup the rest of the weekend.
Thank you. Thank you for asking me.
All right. Thanks a lot.
All right.